To call that a horse, too, fire.
What do you call something that a baby lies in that has wheels on it?
Carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you'd say you were going to what the baby?
Push.
What do you call it if a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it?
Use a shortcut.
Okay. Now, let's see. How would you describe the relationship between that house over there and this house?
What do you mean?
You say one house is what from the other?
I would say it's diagonal.
You say what?
Now, that's not right across. That's
no.
Kind of... Would they
diagonal? Okay. And would you ever use the term kitty corner or catty corner?
Catty corner. Well, that's you. Catty corner.
And would that suit the situation?
Yeah, catty corner.
Okay.
Oh, you wanted me to talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
On last Tuesday, some of our friends were going away, and another friend and myself decided to have a cookout.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went and we purchased, we had chicken and spare rib greens we were going to use for the meat. And so we went and did our shopping. I made the barbecue sauce the day before.
And how did you make the sauce?
Well, I got the recipe for the sauce out of the Better Homes and Garden magazine and used a 1 8-ounce can of tomato soup. And tomato soup, Hunt's tomato soup, and a half a cup of A1 steak sauce and fourth of a cup of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of vinegar. And a third of a cup of Besson oil for the sauce. I made the sauce. We didn't bother by buying the sauce. We made
it's much better when it's homemade.
Yes, well, and it was good. We made the sauce. And so when the day came for the cookout, we got together. Well, I had bought this little grill, and it was fun. I mean, the first time we tried it out, we couldn't get the fire to burn as it should. Didn't know, so we tried. So finally we got the burn.
Were you doing this with charcoal?
Charcoal, yeah. Uh-huh. We were going to have charcoal. So this last Tuesday when we were going to have the cookout, he said, we're going to start. I said, well, I think I know now how to get the fire to burn. We'd use more lighter fluid. So we did. But the rain came first, and that delayed us. We didn't start this fire as early as we could. Anyhow, we started the fire, and it was so long of like getting to burn because the direction said that when the charcoal has this white coating all over, it's ready to cook. It looked like it was going to be always getting that white coating. We started cooking, and after we started cooking, well, the sauce, and I guess the sauce had oil, start dripping in the and the fire started blazing up. But anyhow, we came, and my sister and her husband came, so he said, put a piece of tin under there, and that'll catch the sauce.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we didn't know until he came. We had burned up, not burned up, but they were burned,
pretty brown,
about a good bit before they came, and after they came. Then we did that, and then we had some pretty brown, and it was really nice. And that night when the guests came, we had it just about finished. You know, they
uh-huh.
came in, and they enjoyed, and they'd still say, oh, we thought it was so nice, and the chicken was so tasty. After barbecuing with the sauce,